So yeah, we were listening to a couple of songs here from Kinoko Teikoku. They're coming to Vancouver on May 22nd. Part of the Next Music from Tokyo Volume 5. Listen to the show because we're going to be giving away tickets. So if you like what you hear, you're going to be amazed when you see these bands live at the Rickshaw Theater on May 22nd. We're waiting for Alex for Mantis Cabinet. But in the meantime, let's listen to Jeff the Brotherhood, no? These guys are from...
They are from...
The States, no?
The States. They are performing in the Coachella. That was good band.
Okay, so the... Yeah, so this song is called The Reaper, and yeah, we're waiting for Alex from Mantis Cabinet. If not, we'll torture you with more songs.
The last song. For Jeff the Brotherhood from Nashville, Tennessee. If you're in Austin listening, come see all of our shows. We'll be right back. Thanks. We're Jeff the Brotherhood from Nashville.
All right, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just Jeff the Brotherhood with their track The Ripper. And yes, now it is time for Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. My name's Alex. I sit in this awesome chair. I play awesome music. To start it off, this is a track that was released today, actually. This is by an Australian band called This Is Your Captain Speaking. And this is the track, Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, and that was the track Welcome by Australian band This Is Your Captain Speaking. There's not a hell of a lot about them out there, other than, so they've released three albums, and they're just pretty much three dudes who got together and was like, let's play crazy experimental music, and they did. They're on the same record label as for the United Kingdom as Do Make Say Think, another great band, which is Canadian. But anyway, moving on. This next track is for two people who couldn't make it today, and it's not because they're dead. That would be unfortunate. It's actually because they're sitting in their pajamas drinking beer because they were up till 5 in the morning. Now, I was up till 5 in the morning as well, but I hauled my ass out of bed. They were unable to. So, this is for them. Enjoy.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right. right. So that was just Bear Mountain with their track Congo. Great track. Yes, I was dancing in the studio because it's really hard not to. So just a little point, the liveband.com is probably one of your best bets to find out just live music and stuff going on in Vancouver. So suppose you have a day off and, you know, you're just like, what should I do? Or you have a night off and you're like, I want to go see a show, but I don't know which one to go to. So instead of sitting at the bar that you work at and drinking until 3 in the morning, you could just check out liveband.com and find something more exciting to do. Although that is very fun. But that's what I've got on that. So if you're ever looking for something to do, liveband.com. Good indication. Coming up next, this is a track by a band called the Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra. It's kind of a play on of To Kill a Mockingbird, but with tequila. Clever. Also, because I think actually birds are allergic to tequila. They can't drink it. I was like down at the park the other day and I saw these like pigeons having a few beers. And then, you know, that was all right. So I know they drink beer and I'm pretty sure I saw like a 2-6 in their backpacks. But I don't think they can drink tequila. I think it's something about the tequila that birds are not a fan of. But they drink beer and whiskey. That's fair. Anyway, this is the Canoe Song by Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra.
Parts onto me, anatomy of my memory. Da 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 da. Suds are soaked in the blood of our ancestors, finding our way through these tall stands of grandfathers. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Well, I found in your face all the truth that I need. My faith in your body, we're planting the seed. Da 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 da. Thank you.
All right, that last track was called Monkey Knife Fight by Minus the Bear off their album Highly Refined Pirates. Super duper good stuff. I'm pretty sure they're based out of Seattle, definitely somewhere along the West Coast. They've been around for a few years, and they're just super duper good. Their newest album has been getting slowly worse and worse, but their older stuff is fantastic. This, I do believe, was off their... That album came out in, like, 2005? 6? Good stuff. Check it out. And as I said before, that was the Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra. They're based out of Victoria, BC. And it's super-duper good stuff. So, moving on. This is a band called Aleph One. I'm pretty sure they're from Germany. But I could be completely wrong. And what else about it? Yeah, this got released 2 days ago. No, today, actually, sorry. This was released today. This is called Heart Waiting for the Beat. and that was the band. Actually, they're called La Mole, and that was the album Aleph One. I got confused because I can't understand anything on their website. It's all in German. Or it might not even be German. It might just be gibberish. Or it could be another language. I don't know. Either way, there's pictures. They have hair. There's a girl with a violin. And that's about it. No mustaches, unfortunately. That is really unfortunate. One dude has a beard. The drummer has a beard. Yeah, and that's it. No other facial hair of note. Neither does the violinist. She is lacking in the beard department. So while this band is really good, they need beards. Much more beards. Anyway, that album has seven songs on it. The first one that we just listened to is about 4 minutes long, and all the other ones are under 20 seconds. I don't get it. Really quick listen through. Good stuff, though. Check it out. Now, when it comes down to a bunch of people who have been drinking for 12 hours, or maybe even longer, and it's daytime, and they're still drinking, moved on from beer to wine, this is kind of what I imagine it sounds like their life. Well, at least today.
Drip, drip, drip. Bessie
And that was the track Drip by Synthcake, local Vancouver outfit, off their album Molding Through Seasons. Basically, it's messed up circus music. Awesome, though. Awesome stuff. I went to see them, I think it was a year and a half ago. They opened for Tyrannahorse, or played with Tyrannahorse. I don't know, when you've got two bands who are relatively the same level of known, they're more, they don't really open for each other. But anyway, super duper good stuff. It was like a messed up circus. They got right into it. So much energy, costumes and everything. And that's kind of what I imagine the lives of these two people to be. They're just sitting there, I can imagine, with like circus music prancing around with like cups of wine in their hands after being sloshed for 3 days. But anyway, who am I to judge? Coming up next, so yesterday I was sitting at the bar and met... So, Islands, awesome band from Montreal, and previously known as the Unicorns, and I met the guy's cousin, who's the guitarist of it, and I was like, yay, that's really cool. And then we found out, or I found out, that while Islands doesn't look like they'll be coming out with a new album anytime soon, Mr. Heavenly is. And Mr. Heavenly is a combination of the guitarist from Islands, the synth player, lead singer from Man Man, and the drummer from Modest Mouse. It's like an indie pop super group. Super duper stuff. So we got on to talking about music and stuff, and he wanted me to play this song. And, you know, I'll do it. This is Pearl Jam. Boom! Lucan. Yeah. Let's just play it.
Pleasure. long song and wrap them around the necks of all the feckless men in the queue to be the next.
And that was the track Fitz Pleasure by Alt J, which is spelt, actually is the, it's just a little triangle, but it's pronounced Alt J. I don't know. Maybe it's a nerd computery thing. No idea. But anyway, these guys are from England, formed in 2007, took them 5 years to release an album. It's called The Awesome Wave. It is awesome. I have fears that they will become a band whose first album was good. People know the one song off of it, a la Breeze Blocks, and nothing else. Kind of like Of Monsters and Men. Do you know Of Monsters and Men, and the only track anyone knows is Little Talks? I saw them twice, actually, last summer, and both times, once they played Little Talks, everyone left right after, because it was the only song people knew, the only song they wanted to hear. So I'm hoping that Alt-J, or Triangle Band, will not become like that. So, that was Fitz Pleasure, one of the not Breeze Blocks, so I'm really hoping that these guys don't just fall out of known and just kind of become a band that anyone knows the one song to. Oh, look at that! Leave it to Wikipedia to explain everything. So, the name Alt-J is an allusion to the Greek letter Delta, which can be typed on a Mac by the sequence Alt-J. Huh. What do you know? Look at that. Anyway, that's that. Alt-J reminds me of another guy who, I don't know where he went. I don't know what he's doing right now. Musical mystery. Solve, where is Pat Jordash? Canadian guy, phenomenal live. Absolutely phenomenal. And yeah, Alt-J kind of reminds me of this guy in a totally different way. But this is Pat Jordash, Get It. And yeah, enjoy.
To these tired eyes, but no, 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 oh no. My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Tuesday, April 23rd at the Biltmore, it's Rennie Wilson, a saxed-out psychedelic disco experience, with special guests Movie Land and Fake Tears. Tickets available at Red Cat and Zulu Records, sponsored by 101.9 FM, CITR.
All right, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I figured out my musical mystery. Pat Jordache is not doing anything. Actually, their last album came out, that was what, 2 years ago? Yeah, 2 years ago, that's when I saw them in Calgary. Phenomenal live, I don't know what they're doing. However, on Constellation Records, an awesome label from Montreal, I found out that Godspeed You Black Emperor will be in Malaysia in 2 days. So, anyone want to take me to Malaysia? Anyone? Feel free. Then, 2 days later, they'll be in, I don't know what country this is. I should know this. Anyway, they're somewhere in Asia. I want to go find them. And then, yeah, they're not really, then they go to Oslo in August. However, Colin Stetson will be touring around everywhere. He does that. And Do Make Say Think will be playing in London, England on May 25th. I'm going. Hell yeah. There's a little festival in England. Field Day, Do Make Say Think, Emeralds, Django Django, and Animal Collective are all playing. Hell yeah. Should be really good. Oh dear, this brings us dangerously close to the end of my hour. The last track I'm going to play, I would like to remind you all that you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This has been Mantis Cabinet with your host Alex, that's me. I sit in this awesome chair, I play awesome music, and it's lovely. This last track is by a band called I Am Clute, band from Manchester, England. They've released a few albums, super duper good stuff. So yeah, this is the band from Manchester for really the girl who belongs there. Enjoy.
Shoeless in your favorite dress, you walk the shore, the waves caress your feet, you don't really mind. Gaily on a garden swing, doesn't care what tomorrow brings, all leaves behind. Don't let the clouds clutter up your sky, let the TVs turn off the weary eyes. For who are we, you and I, in all that and all this? Ceaseless are the hours you keep, you ride the tides, the waves of sleep, you meet yourself, how many times? May we walk the afternoons, the snows of winter, flowers of June, each season's rhyme. Don't let the clouds clutter up your sky, let the TVs turn off the weary eyes. Who are we, you and I, in all that and all this? Something lost came and found you, like the sea would surround you on the beach, throwing pebbles from the shore. I was lost when I found you. Is it me that surrounds you while out of reach, throwing pebbles from the shore? let the clouds clutter up your sky. Let the TVs turn off the weary eye. Who are we, you and I, in all that and all this? Don't let the clouds clutter up your sky. Let the TVs turn off the weary eye.